This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States has charged four Russian soldiers with war crimes carried out against an American citizen during Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We allege that as they interrogated him, they tortured him. They beat him again with a gun. They punched him in his chest and stomach. They threatened to shoot him. They stripped off his clothes and took pictures. One of their conspirators threatened to sexually assault him.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who says the man wasn't in the fight against the Russian invasion, he just lived in Ukraine with his Ukrainian wife. Israel says it has started the third phase of its ground operation in Gaza.
And in just the last few minutes, the IDF has revealed that it has captured one of the largest weapons depots it has found in the Gaza Strip, located near a school and a clinic. We're talking about hundreds of rockets and launchers and UAVs and explosive devices.
Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has urged the U.S. Congress to approve the Ukrainian aid package.
Now, President Biden has laid down a clear objective. The United States seeks a free and sovereign Ukraine that can defend itself today and deter more Russian aggression in the future.
At the UN COP28 climate summit, more than 80 countries are pushing for a broader pact to phase out all CO2-emitting fossil fuels.
I want this COP to mark the beginning of the end for fossil fuels.
That is EU Climate Commissioner Wopke Hoekstra. Burning fossil fuels for energy is by far the main cause of climate change. Fossil fuel produces about 80% of the world's energy. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative and former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he's leaving Congress. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
McCarthy had worked with Democrats to avoid a federal government shutdown in the fall.
I stand by that decision. At the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
He did, the first speaker ever stripped of the gavel. McCarthy said then he would not run for the post again and now says he will leave his California seat altogether at year's end. It's a stunning end for a one-time deli owner who rose to second in line to the presidency before being toppled by hard-right conservatives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, said Wednesday that the Central Emergency Response Fund needs more donors to step up and expand the donor base.
And you need financial commitments that match the scale of needs. We need to meet the $1 billion U.S. dollars funding target agreed 7 years ago.
Since its inception in 2006, 126 U.N. member states and observers, as well as regional governments, corporate donors, foundations, and even individuals made it possible for humanitarian partners to deliver over $5.5 billion in life-saving assistance to more than 100 countries and territories.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it.
The producer of this groundbreaking American television show from the 1970s, Norman Lear, has died. He was 100 years old. All in the Family was the name of the show. It starred Carol O'Connor as a die-hard conservative who clashed with his liberal son-in-law over racism, feminism, the Vietnam War. It was one of a string of TV hits that touched on those kind of sensitive topics. Taylor Swift has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Time Magazine has named Taylor Swift its Person of the Year a week after Spotify announced she was the most played artist on its platform. Swift was picked from a group of 9 finalists that included Barbie, King Charles III, and OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, among others. Her year included the wildly popular Eras Tour and concert movie, the release of her reimagined 1989 album, and her closely watched relationship with Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.